Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Today's show is brought to you by Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Are you looking for 100% natural beard product that will clean under your beard and stimulate growth? You need to check out BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. Get your beard game on point. Get fly. The ladies are loving the beard game these days. That's the wave. So you need to go get that beard groomed up and tuned up at BeardTreeAndHerbs.com. Also, you need to check out GiftedAndLit.com. If you're a parent, teacher, you're tired of seeing children looking at media that glamorizes negative stereotypes, you need to go to GiftedAndLit.com, ladies and gentlemen. And over here, I have my lovely co-host. We have Miss Layla over here looking very 90s. What's going on, Layla?
Hey, push it real good. What's up?
How are you, Layla?
I'm good. I'm great. You know, feeling good.
There you go. And over here with the basket covering up her effervescence, we can't see you. We're not seeing
that word.
Your effervescence.
Is it a P in that word?
Is it?
I think it's an F.
Yeah. Is it effervescence? It sounds
effervescence.
Effervescence. Hold on, let's look that up.
Let's look it up.
I'm with you, Tariq. I thought that was a P too.
Effervescence.
That's what I say.
Hold on, we're gonna look that up right now. Oh, then move the basket. We can't see you, dear. Hold on.
Move the basket. Remember basket weaves back in the day?
Hell yeah,
remember basket weaves?
Hell yeah.
Tariq, do you remember that?
He's probably been in basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bree was right. It's effervescence.
Yes.
Oh,
you're welcome. There you go. Black people. Let's educate these black people using that community college degree.
Man, I love it. We got to send a little donation to ICDC.
UEI.
Effervescence. That's right. I'm going to be talking about effervescence. I sound like John Lewis. Effervescence in Selma.
It's all good. Lord,
so what is happening? Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. A lot of stuff we got to chop up. Let me put on some Mac-ish
music. Thank you for the baskets.
Yeah, who gave y'all the baskets?
Yeah, so this guy, he DM'd me and he was like, could I send you and Bree some Valentine's Day gifts? They're a little late. He said he's sorry, but he sent them and it's from Zecure Body and it's like handmade soaps and scrubs and I don't know what's in here. I want Bree to open it up first to test it out.
She's been saying she think a bomb gonna go off when we open it up.
And we can't, Bree, you got yourself covered all up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
They're talking about we can't see Bree's breasts. Y'all stop.
Oh my God.
God damn, y'all stop,
nigga.
It's a box right here, and I just didn't want to open it until I got here.
Yeah, I got a box cutter. Be careful.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this looks really nice. So it's a really nice, and he put it together.
And what's the brother's name who sent it?
I'm not sure his name, but I know the name of his business is Zecure Body Natural Skincare. Zecure with a D.
Okay.
So it looks really nice, and I thought that was really nice
that. So it's like a foot scrub, I think this is, a peppermint foot scrub, some soaps. Another foot scrub. We need our feet scrub.
Damn, he's trying to say something.
No, that one's a bath salt. And then I guess this is a natural deodorant.
Wow, I like natural stuff.
Vanilla scented lotion bar.
Oh, damn.
That's lotion? Okay.
What's in that box though? That's what I was trying to figure out. I didn't open
mine
it yet.
Well, it's oil because it's...
Oh, oil.
You got to talk
into
my green. There you go.
Thank you so much.
So shout out to the brother.
Wait a minute. It's not an oil.
What is that?
It looks like it leaked though.
Okay.
Is it perfume?
Oh, he got Bree picture in that motherfucker.
Look at that.
Show the camera. Y'all show the camera. Show the camera. Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. Now that's tight. Let me see what Bree.
That's so cute. I am so appreciative.
Shout out to that brother. That's tight.
I wish I knew your name, sir, but I know the name is Zecure Body.
Zecure Body. What's the website? You know the website?
Let me see right now. I have to find his DM. I'm going to look for it. By the end of the show, sir, I'm going to find it in my DM and I'm going to shout you out.
There's no website on this card.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
See, that's the thing. When y'all send gifts, guys, it's best to send your website too so we can promote your stuff.
Yeah. I know he's out of Virginia. It says that.
Okay, because people send stuff all the time.
Howard. Look at the picture he used.
Oh, that's Bree with the baby.
He's my baby when he was 4 months. intense.
There you go. This is bro.
You, been, oh my God, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. That's tight. Hold
this
on. Look
is
at that.
So cute.
Look at that. That's tight, ain't it?
Thank you, Howard.
Yes. Thank you so much, Howard. We appreciate that. Secure body. Yes. You guys got to order from him. That's dope.
Shout out to Howard, my brother.
Thank you, Howard. This is amazing.
Man.
Somebody loves us.
I know somebody.
Yeah, all right, so what is happening in the news right now, Bree?
Oh, man, there's so much going on in the news. But I just want to point out first, do y'all see how ain't nobody said nothing about Jussie Smollett in the last
what? Two oh, yeah. Oh, thank
what
you,
happened?
You yeah, know, they was talking about those text messages came out and all that. But now I haven't heard anything about it. And it's just like bandwagon news.
Yeah, you sound like somebody from the top said, okay, let's drop that
let's
story.
Drop that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. You always hit it right on the
head. Yeah, because yeah, I just noticed that. They ain't talking about that.
Nobody
that just
has
disappeared.
Said
literally.
About him.
Yeah.
Not one update.
Not one update.
I was looking for an update today. I was like, what the fuck happened to Jesse? And Africans.
Man.
Right, exactly. Because it was like a developing story. You have heard not one thing in the last week. So I just wanted to point that out to y'all. Y'all stay woke.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But Kanye is back in the news. Oh,
what God. Did Kanye do?
So for those of you that don't know or are following Kanye, you realize that he's doing like a Sunday service.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
And
yeah.
It looks like a worship service, but it's more like him doing like renditions of his albums live. I think that's the vibe that I get from it. Every now and then I'll hear a church song though when I see one of those
they
videos.
Be jamming though.
Yeah, they
be
get
jamming
down.
Ass, yeah.
And then I told you guys like one of my friends that is like an instrumentalist, he's gotten invited a couple times, almost every time since he started. So it's live instrumentalists and a live band, and you know they in there jamming and having a good ass time, and I just want to go. But I brought Kanye up to say he's in the news because this man signed his life away.
What did
he
do?
He signed a contract with EMI, and in the contract it states that he will work for them indefinitely.
Word?
Indefinitely. Yeah. So how those details about that contract got out?
Yeah, that's what I was just
me.
About to ask. How would the details of a contract like that get out?
But he's currently trying to sue them to get out of the contract because he signed his life away. So when people say they signed a soul to the devil, I think that's what artists mean.
Wow.
Wow.
And probably just don't divulge all that information.
Yeah, I got to look into that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
speaking of Kanye, what's going on with the whole thing with Jordan? What's the girl, Jordan?
Oh,
Jordan Woods.
God.
Yeah.
What's did y'all see her on Red Table?
Yeah.
Red Table.
Did y'all believe her?
I believed her until she got to the end.
Okay, because I started, I'm like, okay, sound like a little host planning. Oh, man, I'm like. Oh,
but you know what I like about this story? I'm sorry, you guys. That Will and Jada are staying
took
on
code. Oh,
they're
hell
staying
yeah.
on code.
Yes.
With
yeah.
us. They're
yeah.
like, okay, one of our people got a little, you know, beside themselves. But you know what? But that's what they do. It doesn't matter if you're right or you're wrong. They stay on code.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what I like about Will and Jada. The fact that he said, you know, he knew his dad and he's staying true. I guess his dad, Jordan's dad was a sound engineer.
On Fresh Prince. Yeah.
And he died a few years back and everything. And he's been like taking care of him ever since.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I didn't know Jordan was a big girl back in the day. I didn't know that.
She looked so different.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
What do you mean she was a big girl?
She was like big. Like
yeah. She had like baby chunky. Weight. She wasn't.
That wasn't no damn baby. That
Chicklet,
was a,
you know, her teeth were a little
a
messed
baby
up.
Hippo. Shit, that was a big
no,
girl.
No, she had like high school baby girl. Fat.
I saw a picture of her. She was like chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked like Candace Vaughn, chunky, you know.
She but was,
I don't know. Being around the Kardashians
and shout
not
out to
eating will get your ass right.
Yeah, so she looks, she looks totally
different.
She got
different. A nose job and her teeth fixed, too.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I think
she looks
pretty.
Drop dead gorgeous.
She
beautiful.
Was so pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, I can see why person was like. But you know what I hate about this? Because Khloé, and I'm not justifying Jordan, but Khloé did take Tristan from his pregnant
right.
baby.
She took
mama.
Several people. She took several people. That ain't the
right.
first one. French Montana.
Mm.
Trey Songz.
Oh, because Lauren London was dating Trey Songz.
Yeah,
you remember
at the
that?
Time.
What?
Yes.
Trey Songz was in love with Lauren London.
Yes. Right. And then Khloé intervened.
Kissed them in the club.
Yeah, intervened. And remember, Khloé and Lauren
Tongue
were friends.
Down.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. So you can't cry over a river now.
That's what a lot of folks were saying. Like the Kardashians, they're known for
snatching
niggas.
Yep.
Snatching them.
Snatching niggas, putting them in the sunken place.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, man. But, yeah. And speaking of that, they were talking about Kylie.
Travis?
No, it's Kylie. Kylie Jenner.
Oh, right.
How'd you get confused?
Like, no,
that's Travis. Because
Right.
I thought you were going to talk about him.
No. No, they're talking about, they were announcing that Kylie, she's the first self-made, the youngest self-made billionaire.
Mm. Yeah.
So, are you really self-made if your dad is a well-known athlete, millionaire?
Right.
Your mama's a millionaire. Your family, a bunch of millionaires in the family, built on an established brand that's already profitable. How is that self-made? How would that be considered self-made?
I guess it's not.
Yeah, the definition of self-made to them.
Yeah,
something
I'm
else.
Like they right. keeping it so surface saying self.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very surface statement because everybody knows that she was born into that shit.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time before, you know, everybody else caught on. And bought into her whatever scheme she was going to throw as a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Or so
it was already waiting on her. The bag was already there.
Her and her sister.
I feel like Kim too, though. Because think if Ray J would have slept with anybody, me, you, it wouldn't have been a big deal, right?
Shit, I would have flipped that shit too. What's up?
Right, but it would have been. But you know why it was such a big deal? Because who her dad was.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian.
Exactly,
yeah.
Robert Kardashian.
And
OJ's
plus,
lawyer.
Kim was all clicked in with Paris Hilton, and Paris was real hot at the time.
Yeah, all that true. Is who you know. I'm telling you, that makes a difference.
Yeah, but yeah, they're quick to try to make it seem like it was some self-made thing because they try to downplay the privilege because let's be real, the Kardashians are famous because they're white.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's no talent. I mean, no shade. Just the
is what it is.
It is what it is.
It wasn't no talent. They literally groomed themselves into the fake talent that they have right now.
Yeah.
There was no talent to begin with.
Yeah. And you know, we can point that out because when it comes to black entertainers, whenever black folks get to that $1 billion mark or even close to it, the media, they're quick to point out what white person helped their ass.
Right.
That's like with Oprah, they like to point out that it was Roger Ebert and all these people who put her on. When it came to Dr. Dre, they were quick to point out that it was Jimmy Iovine that helped him with those deals. So they make it a point to show the white people who helped the folks. It's your mom out there.
Oh, yeah. My mom's coming to get my son. Long story, y'all. Long story.
Listen, does she know where to go? Your mom's all circling around.
She never been here, I don't think.
Lord.
Yeah.
Man, so what's going on? What else is out here in the streets?
But that's what I was talking about. Travis Scott. I didn't know if you know what you heard what he did. He actually deleted his IG account.
He did?
Yes.
I heard
did you hear
about
that?
Something about him.
Yeah, it was some DMs that Kylie found.
Oh, damn.
And it was several DMs with several different women.
Oh, shit.
And yes, to prove his love, not only did he shout her out in Madison Square Garden at his concert the other day, he also deleted his complete IG account in love for her, like saying,
and
you
told
know,
them, hit me on the Snapchat. That should go away in 24 hours.
Y'all bitches hit me on TikTok. Got a new app going. Well, this nigga.
It's an app called TikTok. I was like, can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, his car seat. Damn.
Oh, you got to get this on the car seat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. While we're still doing the show, Layla going to go out here and do some Layla shit.
Always.
Always.
Always some Layla shit.
Anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Well, in Black Girl Magic news, a Georgia teen gets accepted to 31 colleges.
Oh, damn.
Dude. So her name is Kayla Willis. She is a senior at Westlake High School in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
Shout out to ATL.
And she really scored an average SAT score, they said, but that did not stop her from applying to over 40 schools. She did not pay any application fees or anything. She found her way around that, and she got accepted to 31 colleges and received close to $1 million in scholarships.
Shit. Shout out to Kayla.
What the hell?
Shout out to her. You straight, Layla?
Yeah, that was ratchet, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. got your salt and pepper earring. There you go.
She was like, that ratchet.
Lord.
I gotta get my son strapped in.
There you go. Layla, you're straight.
Like your mama ain't raised 6 kids. Come on now.
It is.
So who I'm gonna tell her what you said? She only had 4.
Oh, it seemed like it's way more y'all ass when y'all
I know.
Together.
Don't it seem like it's a gang of them?
Shit.
Kardashians. Like, so
okay.
Only 4.
Lord.
I'm the only girl.
But y'all deep. Yeah, but shout out to Kayla Willis. And the funny thing is, she was like, I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to post it saying that this wasn't my accomplishment, but I feel like people need to know. And she put it on Twitter, and it just went ham.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's shout out to that sis. How old is she, by the way? Like, 18, 19?
Yeah, okay. 18.
What is Layla doing over here? Layla's dropping. Shit, smacking, running in and out. What's in the news, Layla?
Okay, now this is an odd little story.
Okay.
It's a little odd story. Okay, so Wendy Williams, you know, she was gone for 2 months. They never quite said why, but we kind of know why. We think it's because of the turmoil she had with her husband, which she never talks about, her own business.
Yeah.
But they were trying to say she had some health issues as well. That's the main reason she was out for 2 months. But anyway, she came back yesterday. I didn't see her show, but this is an odd story. So this guy, his name is Avion Foster. He went on IG yesterday and he's like, hey guys, you know, if anything happens to me, if I turn up dead or whatever, just know that it's Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin.
God damn.
That did it, right? So everybody was like, what's going on? So then come to find out a little backstory about this guy, Avion, he's actually managed by Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin, right? So the other day, Charlamagne was on the air and he said that it was weird because people came up to the Breakfast Club looking for the Avion guy. He's not even that famous. And they were like, damn. Hey, do you know if he's here? Because they thought he was supposed to do a Breakfast Club interview. Basically, like, they were looking for him.
Oh, damn.
So we don't know if that has to do with Wendy Williams' husband or not. But people was like looking for this dude. But the dude went on IG. He's like, look, if something happened to me, it's Wendy Williams' husband. So that's
how
little...
they get. Okay, so Charlamagne said they came up there?
Yeah, he said it on air too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How the hell did they get up there? I've been up to the Breakfast Club several times.
Is that his side piece? Yeah. He don't want nobody to know?
Wow.
Yeah, so we trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Wendy, where you at?
Right.
What's T?
And we're wondering, is Wendy going to tell her business and like address all her issues?
She kind of said something on her show. I saw a little clip of it where she was like, you know, yes, as long as you see this ring, we're still going to be down. Like, I know you guys want to know what's going on in my life, but we're married. When you've been with somebody for 20 years.
Okay, so. Mm.
Yeah, so she basically beat around a big ass bush and just saying like, when I put all this time into somebody and, you know, we've invested this amount of time, like, you let us go
manager,
through what
right?
we go through.
He's our manager.
Wow. Yeah, he manages, is he a manager?
I don't know if he does something with her career.
He's her manager. I don't know if he still is, but at one point he was her manager for sure.
That's interesting.
But she always got some tea on somebody and don't ever want to drop none on
right,
her.
Right. We want to know.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing with us.
Yeah,
we always with the tea and be like,
don't ask me nothing. Okay, that's true.
Lord.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, but I know Wendy, I feel like she has such a huge fan base. People want to know something.
Yeah,
like you need to go in a little more detail. And this guy, yeah, he took you must have been scared because he took the Instagram. Like, look, y'all,
damn.
And then Charlamagne confirmed it. Like, you know what I mean?
And so Charlamagne used to work with Wendy. Remember?
Right. Yeah. I don't think he's too fond of her though.
I don't know. I think they might have. Yeah, it might have ended kind of janky.
I wasn't too fond of her when she was on that show. Whatever.
Yeah,
morning
but nobody
show
was fond of her. Everybody used to scream on her. Judge Mathis. Did y'all hear how he screamed on her?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's online. Whitney Houston. Barked on her.
Oh,
that was classic.
Dang.
Yeah.
Good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, and the phone number right now, guys, 818-850-5404.
Yes.
That is the number. We're going to try a couple of calls. Hopefully, the phone lines are not janky.
I know, I miss y'all.
I know. Let's chop up some game with y'all. 818-850-5404. Here we go. Oh, shucks now. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jonathan Mark calling from Atlanta.
Jonathan, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just actually wanted to call in to announce my candidacy. I'm actually running for president in the primaries, and I just wanted to let y'all know that I will be supporting reparations 100% because there's no
Well, when they get reparations, they give you reparations. Give you a new phone with the reparations
like
money, brother, because that
phone
is real janky.
Baby.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name again, brother?
Yes, Jonathan Mark, MARC.
Jonathan Mark. So you're going to be running in the primaries and you're going to run on reparations. Have you done any political things before?
Yes, I ran in 2014 for State Senate of Florida, District 34.
Okay, that's what's up. What's your website so we can go in and see your platform?
Yes, sir. It's going to be That's WallStreetParty.com.
Okay,
that's going to be where my economic platform is.
Hold on, brother. It's not on. You don't have it on yet, right?
Yeah, but the Tax Wall Street Party is where the economic platform is. So it's TWSP.US.
All right, brother. Thank you. See, people got to get shit together. That shit's all over the place. He's running for president, but then the website ain't up. Then there's another website to go to. It's just confusion. That's it right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to that, bro. I just like for things to be more concise. What's up? Who's calling?
Economic platform. So it's Hello?
Hey, turn your radio down. Turn your computer down. What's up? Hello? Whoa, come on,
yeah.
We be trying.
Brother.
We trying to take off. Y'all just...
Hey, you there?
I can't do it with you, brother. I can't do it.
Is Janelle?
I can't do it with you. All right, let's get somebody else.
Y'all is so funny.
See, this is why we be chilling on the call, guys. This is why we be chilling. I can't even see this shit.
Hey.
All right, let's try this. Let's try this. All right, hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing, sir?
Hey, brother, who is this?
This is Ricardo DeSabelle from Bronx, New York. Is it okay if I say something real quick, a compliment to you, brother?
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, Jason Black, Professor Black, Yvette Carnell, and Tone Talks. You guys really give a lot of information, and you help me out a lot. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Peace out.
Much respect, brother. Thank you so much. Right. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Frank. What's going on, man?
What's up, Frank? Where you calling from?
Oh, I'm at the crib, man. I'm in Kenosha now, man.
In what city?
Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, you're going to raise the capital.
There you go. So what's on your mind, Frank?
Yeah, man, this thing went weird. I watched the show, man. But you know good and well that she better not scream on that dude's name, man, because he's going to get her ass home and curl my motherfucking head back.
Damn.
Oh,
okay.
You know the man?
All right, Frank. All right.
You know?
Yeah, Frank. All right, Frank. Thank you very much. Okay. One more. Then we're going to shit these calls. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
<He's> so-
Oh, Lord. Yo. Hello. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's popping with you, Tariq?
What's up, man? Who is this?
Man, it's Jonathan from New Orleans, man.
Shout out to Jonathan from NO, man. What's on your mind, Jonathan?
Man, I was wondering if you were ever considering doing an interview with Bosco 100.
I don't know, man. I really don't. I know who he is, but I don't really watch too much of his stuff, so I don't know what the interview would be about. But anyway, thank you, brother. People calling up with random.
They just happy to reach you. Yeah. That's it. They use
I'm turning the phone.
To
yeah, because people are just asking anything.
Hey, man, how you feel about it?
Yeah, do you got the Gladys Knight album from back in the day? I got it. It's real good.
Y'all talking about anything, man. And much love, much respect, but I like for people to call up with a particular topic.
We're here.
What kind of grease is Bree using in her edges? What is that? It looked real good and silky.
That's a good question, though.
Lord.
Everybody's looking for a good edge control.
Yeah,
for
God.
Real. That doesn't.
Why would a dude call an accent?
I don't.
You'll be surprised.
You'll be, yeah, yeah. He might be going to see Barney's ass.
He will not let that go.
He's not
going to
let it go.
That's the funniest shit ever.
He's not going to let that go.
That Barney shit is the funniest ever.
I know.
Ever.
I had that shit in my head. Man. That shit is traumatizing, man. But did y'all watch the Michael Jackson thing?
Oh, my God.
I was about to ask you that.
Man.
You watched it, Tariq?
I watched it.
It was so...
It was weak.
It was so weak.
It was weak as hell. It was no smoking gun.
Mm-mm.
It was weak, weak, weak.
No evidence.
Nothing. The way they were promoting it, like they had the tea, they had
receipts.
The smoking gun, they had everything, receipts. It was just them sounding like they're making the shit up as they went along.
Yeah.
Was,
no, Tariq, did you see it, Aubrey?
No, I saw clips,
okay.
But the clips that
did
I saw.
Did you see the part? This pissed me off so bad. When Wade was like, yeah, it was so, first of all, super graphic. It was super freaking graphic. But then when he said, I touched, Michael made me touch his hair.
Yeah.
And it felt like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, people were like, what?
Now, you know goddamn well.
The hell?
That's what you think black people do.
Yeah.
Like, you white supremacists. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Like, that just
that
sounds.
Annoys me.
Yeah, that annoys the hell out of me.
But, and, you know, a lot of folks online, they weren't buying it. And people were pulling out all types of receipts showing the deception of Wade, showing how he has lied over the years, showing the finessing that these people have been doing. And it was just a bad hit job. And a lot of folks are disappointed in Oprah.
Yeah,
even she's getting smashed for even being a part of this bullshit. Because it's clearly bullshit.
Right.
And she's putting her name on it. So people are looking at her real funny style right now.
But did you hear about what she said?
Yeah, about being molested. How if you had the right type of molester, it actually felt good. That's what she said.
God damn.
Yeah.
If you had the right type of, if the person knew what they were doing, you actually felt great. And people that have been molested was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I can't believe she said that. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. And you know what's funny, man? People are pointing out with Oprah, you're talking about using this whole platform to bring awareness to pedophilia and molestation, but the people she was rocking with.
Yes.
People like, God damn, Okra?
Oh my God.
She stay somewhere with Harvey, all the pedophiles.
Man.
But that's what she was saying. She was like, this is bigger than Michael Jackson. This is about pedophiles. But I'm like, I was thinking
she ain't pointing out the ones that she these are friends.
Exactly.
These are her billionaire friends. Exactly. And that's why people are looking at her real funny style. Sideways. Even just in December, that dude she put on her show, that John of God dude, who she he got locked up down in Brazil for raping 300 women.
Yeah.
So people are looking at her like real funny style. So this whole thing looks like it's interference to take the attention off of her buddies, Harvey Weinstein. Because Harvey Weinstein, there's dozens of pictures of him and Oprah. And his trial was supposed to be this week. And I think they pushed it back. So a lot of people are looking at this as some form of interference. So you know.
So what's the black girl that's always on CNN talking and speaking up for black? Is it Angela Rye or Angela Rye? Look at your face.
Yeah,
she was on Charlamagne's show, Brilliant talking about how she thought Oprah would be the best candidate for the presidency.
And that's a lot of folks are thinking that Oprah, they're prepping Oprah to run for presidency.
Yeah.
A lot of people are believing, are thinking that. And that might be a possibility.
Well, after this move she just did. You can't, Michael Jackson still had a cult following. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a gang of people that don't believe anything anybody has ever said about Michael Jackson. So I think that was a bad move on her part.
Really was, because you're acting like you're advocating for child molestation, but you're hanging around all of them.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what about them? If you're really advocating, let's just do everybody, right? While we at it.
Exactly.
Look, this is my mom sent me. So my mom has a vision board, and one of her dreams was to always like meet Oprah, right?
Mm.
Look, she sent me this. My mom texted me her vision board. Look what she put on there.
Never mind. She's a coon.
That's hilarious.
Oh, let me put it on my thing here. Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta
show it. She was like, I had Oprah on my vision board. Look what I did to my vision board. Then she gonna text me what she did to her vision board. I was dying.
Hold on, I gotta show that on here. Hold on.
Because you know that was one of her things, and you know she wasn't really aware, you know, of Oprah, you know, and you've been saying it for years, Tariq.
Yeah.
You've been saying it for years, and it takes some of us to catch up.
Never mind, she's a coon. Lord, your mom is hilarious.
She is hilarious, but a lot of people feeling that way, Tariq.
Yeah.
A lot of people was not feeling it.
And you know what? I was letting Oprah get away with a lot of shit because she was from the crib. Yeah. Well, she ain't from the crib, but you know, she's not from Chicago. She's from down south, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of time in Chicago, and you know, everybody respected her as for what she did for talk show hosts and all of that. But it's just like that page is flipping.
Yeah,
I'm glad people get to see her in another.
But
light.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's running for president.
Oh,
I really
for sure.
Be surprised.
I think she is.
Yeah.
She kept saying she wasn't, and then said she
and
was.
And at the last minute, bam.
Yeah.
Did y'all see what Brandy posted about Oprah?
Oh shit, what did Brandy?
Our Brandy Jackson that was here last week did a post.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ray J. Brandy.
No, that's why we had to specify.
Brandy Jackson, she did a post on her Instagram, and it said, it reposted what Oprah had on her page, which said, let's say goodbye to Michael one last time. And Brandy said, you are a horrible demonstration of a journalist, and I'm disgusted with you and anybody associated with you.
Oh, damn.
Boom, and tagged her on it.
Oh, damn.
So she was like,
damn.
I was like, okay, Brandy.
I tried to get Taj Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking last night. He's in the UK. Shout out to Taj.
Okay.
So I wanted to get him on. So we'll get him on later.
Maybe we can get them on when they, because you know, they're doing documentary.
Yeah.
Counter kind of a thing.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in
your,
the news?
Your boy back in the news.
Uh-oh, who's in the news?
Mr. Terry Crews.
Oh.
Yeah, they flipped on his ass.
My man wanted to speak on same-sex marriage and couples and saying how that a child would starve or be severely malnourished.
Malnourished, right.
If there was a same-sex marriage happening. Now, right?
Okay,
to a
fair
certain
enough.
Extent, right.
That's a fair assessment.
That's a fair statement. Okay. But severely malnourished?
And they flipped it on him. That the whole LGBT people, all of them were saying that it was misogynistic, it was sexist. Oh, yes. And they start raking his dumb ass through the coals.
Oh, yes.
And they made him apologize, which I told, that's why me and him fell out, because I told him all that buck dancing and cooning, they're going to turn on you, my nigga.
Yep.
That's the reason why we fell out. Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, all right, my nigga. So they turned on his ass. They turned on his big buff ass. Now he's running around apologizing.
Oh, man.
You dig?
Yeah, so what he was saying is all kids need paternal and maternal love.
Of course. Exactly. Of course. And, you know, they're threatening his job, talking about they're going to, you know, call and boycott. What's the show he's hosting? He's hosting some show. What's the show? Chat room. What show is he hosting?
I thought it was AGT, but I don't think it's that anymore.
Is it America's Got? Is it?
No, because Gabby is doing that now. I saw that.
Gabby who?
Gabrielle Union.
Doing what?
She about to host. She's not going to host. She's going to judge AGT.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah,
so what show is Terry Crews hosting? It's one of those shows.
I can't believe he said that. That's crazy that he would.
No, I get what he was saying. I get what he was saying. Like, no, children needs, they need a mother and a father.
But
I get
the fact
it.
That he would speak against the LGBT
right,
community.
That's what I'm saying.
As powerful as they are.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's trying to hold his little.
When he got, because he ain't got nobody on his side. He don't have the LGBT, that's why you ain't, the black people, nobody.
Yeah, if you speak against an organization, you better have another group backing you up.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got nobody. He distanced himself from black people. See, I criticize the racism with the LGBT community all the time. I don't give a fuck, because there's a lot of racism going on in that community, especially with this shit with Ed Buck, these two dead brothers, and nobody's going to fucking jail. So I have a real big problem with the racism within their community. So I'm not scared of them as far as that. But Terry, he ain't got nobody backing him up. So if you say something, they come at you. Don't come looking at us now after you done buck danced and gooned.
I guarantee he want to come back and be like, what I had said was. Yeah.
I you still a little nigga. You know, no. We ain't fucking with you like
what
that.
What if he want to come on here, Tariq?
You know, I would have him on.
You would?
I would have his big goofy ass on here. I would. So I would have him on. Did y'all see, you know, because he was, you know, going around talking about trying to nigga-splain why he let that white man grab his genitals.
Right.
Like, well, he's very powerful. He's a big name in the industry. Okay. I didn't want to mess up my career. And then they had our brother Michael Jai White. He was doing some interviews on DJ Vlad, and they asked Michael Jai White the same thing. Would, you know, if that dude did that to you, would you have had the same approach as Terry Crews? And Michael Jai White was like, hell no. I fuck him up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't doing that to me without any kind of consequence. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Right.
You dig? So
you can tell Michael ain't playing that.
Hell no, he ain't. Hell no.
He's not playing that.
So, Layla, what else is in the news, dear?
I'm kind of excited about this. Remember, you know, we were talking about how there's no black clothing brands and all these racist clothing brands like Gucci, Prada, and all that stuff.
I'm like, it's a lot of
there's a lot of black brands.
Well, no, nobody's really jumping on it though. Like who?
Sean John.
You buy Sean John?
Fenty? Is that a brand or is that just
makeup?
Makeup.
That's
no Fenty by Puma. Well, it's still backed by Puma though.
Okay. But Yeezys. Shit, Kanye's.
That don't count.
Backed by Adidas.
Come on.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Well, okay, anymore?
Who else? Help me out, chat room. What black brand?
Oh, High End Junkie.
Rachel Roy,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah,
High End Junkie is
Tariq Lee.
Yeah. I'm like,
some
yeah.
of these boots in this motherfucker.
I know some. Eastside Crazy is a black owned. High End Junkie is a black owned. Come on, come with it.
Come on.
I know these labels.
Okay, well, FUBU's coming back, you guys.
FUBU is coming back. I saw that.
Cool.
I am not excited about that.
Yes.
Oh, why not, Bree? Why?
They gotta come with some new. They can't do like Carl Kanai did and try to bring out. Carl Kanai went and got all the shit that was in their basement and put that shit in a fashion show. They ain't do nothing new.
Damn.
So
Fubu
gotta come with some new shit.
Yeah. Man. So Damon John, he is coming back. And I think he said they're gonna start out just with like hoodies, sweatshirts, and stuff like that. And then probably wanna see who's gonna buy it and go from there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Do you guys know before I was working here, I was working for a clothing company doing brand management. So I would be a lot in the fashion district, and I saw the dude making the new FUBU stuff, and he was like, yeah, they about to come back out. This was like over 6 months ago.
Oh, damn.
6 months to a year ago. So they've been working on it. I saw it.
Oh damn. That's what's up. That's
so y'all gonna buy it?
If it looks good, and if it's not all tight and hugging up on my ass and balls, I work.
Tariq gonna buy it.
Yeah, if it looks good, I fuck with it. Okay. Any black brand, I like supporting black stuff.
FUBU was bomb, though. I like cross colors, though. I love cross colors.
That was a long time ago.
Ooh, Layla showed her age.
Oh, I mean,
apple bottoms. I mean, baby fat. I love you.
I mean, Rockwell.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Do anybody still watch Real Housewives of Atlanta? Anybody?
Yeah. We were watching it the other night. We had the TV on, and it was all right.
And it was playing.
If I'm cleaning up.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, playing in the background. Yeah,
they'd be watching y'all.
Yeah.
So Real Housewives of Atlanta was watching me the other day, and I tuned in because I heard somebody say something about a natural hair party. Mm. So Nene threw a thing. She always throw a theme party. So she threw a natural hair party. The girls could not come to her house with any weave in their hair. Of course.
Damn, I need to see this episode.
Of course, they did scalp checks at the door, like putting their fingers in people's scalp.
What?
But they all have hair, you know.
Most people would have wear weave do, though.
Yeah, they all have hair. Yeah. But so it got kind of crazy because Nene, I don't know if you guys know, but Nene Leakes' husband, Greg, has been battling cancer recently. Mm-hmm. And he had a setback literally while they were in the middle of shooting this episode. So she broke down in the middle of her party and went away to her room. And so the girls like came up to console her and was like talking. And you know, Nene always talking about how grand her closet is, and my closet will do this and my closet will do that. So all the girls was like, well, we finally at your house. I want to see your closet. And Nene, she's just like, at first it was like, no, don't go in there. Don't do this. Don't go in there. And then she flips out. All the girls go in the closet. The cameraman is going. She rips the shirt off the cameraman.
God damn.
What?
Yes. She like went ham.
She had like one shirt in the closet.
She kicked everybody out her house. But so the thing was, it was like, well, what the hell is in Nene's closet? So one of the producers came out and said she had hand wash underwear and had them hang drying in on a rack in her closet. Oh, she didn't want nobody to see it.
Hilarious.
That ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Well, you don't want nobody to see that.
I mean, not hers, but I mean, you wash your panties. I mean,
he
also added some of the panties were dingy, and all of them were very large.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Okay, I'll rip a shirt off his ass too. All right, nigga.
Yeah, y'all don't want nobody looking at y'all drawers with stains in them, and you know, y'all.
But
won't.
If she bragging about the closet?
Yeah, she should have just went and moved the shit
moved
that she wanted.
Okay,
saying,
you guys, you can come
she
in.
She ripped that man's shirt off his back, and they have it. She like broke down again, even harder.
God,
I
damn.
Was like, "Shit, Nene,
is she gonna stop filming? I wonder now." At this point?
No,
not for the check.
Never. No. I'm like, there's a check involved.
And speaking of that, Peter, he got arrested.
Yes, for fraud.
Some forged check. Yeah,
writing bad checks.
They got him down in Florida and with no bail.
No bail.
Oh my God,
First of all, Peter.
Damn, Peter.
Don't even write checks no more. You should have known you can't forge a damn check no more.
Damn.
What's he doing?
Wow.
Is he have money? What do you think he got?
I thought he did.
He has that little club in Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
He was opening them clubs with his wife, wasn't he?
Yeah, with Cynthia's money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so man, I don't know what my brother's doing.
With no bail, though.
Yeah, it must have been a hell of a large amount that he was writing these checks for.
Hope he got
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
Yeah, fuck it, you know.
But that's why he got caught, because it was probably too big of an amount that looked sus.
Yeah,
okay.
Peter, you ain't got that type of money. Somebody was like, he don't got this type of money.
Look, if y'all finesse, y'all got to do the shit in increments.
Right.
Exactly. Did y'all hear the story? It was a kid out there in Atlanta. He was like 18, and he had some kind of scam going on where he would create an Amazon account and then a bank account, then some kind of escrow account. He had a nice little finesse going, and he was getting like all these big checks, and they caught his little ass because he's like 18 with a house full of cars and shit all in the front. So, you know, y'all got to know how to be low key.
Just like that dude from that college, he finessed all that
money. Right. And the nigga all on Instagram and
doing jumps and shit.
Jumping with YSL. Prada and Gucci and Burberry bags and shit. Like, nigga, you a college student with all that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. People be acting extra. Don't you notice even right now people acting real extra? I can't wait till this tax season is over.
No, girl.
The traffic. I'm like, if you don't get your just got my damn tax check ass out of my. It's so many people. Out.
I ain't even did my taxes.
I didn't do mine either.
Mm. I need to.
I'm gonna do mine this week.
Man.
I'm not in a rush to get it.
Really. Anyway, what else is in the news, Layla?
The game. I kind of feel sorry for him a little bit.
What happened with the game?
You feel sorry for the game as much shit as he started?
I know. I just feel bad for people sometimes.
What did game do?
Well, the court has approved an order to seize his assets.
Oh, because of that lawsuit with that chick. Wow.
That
reality show.
He got game.
Yeah.
Remember that? Right?
One of the girls said that he sexually assaulted her, and I don't know if it was a default judgment or whatever, but.
She won.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She won.
$7 million, by the way.
$7 million, yeah.
Wow. $7 million. He got to pay this girl $7 million.
Oh. Damn. I bet you he regret that touching her ass.
Yes. Yeah. They said he put his hand underneath her dress.
Yeah.
I feel like they may have some of it on film or something, but she had some type of evidence and ruled in her favor, and he ain't paid her a dime yet, and now they're seizing his stuff, freezing him.
Yeah. How can a celebrity put their hand up my dress? God damn.
Oh, my God.
Let me get some of this. Lord. I always miss opportunities to sue people for a lot of money.
Say the wrong nigga put his hand up your dress.
Bring ready, bring coming for you.
The wrong one. I just put my fist in your face.
He's countering laws.
Man, so I hope that they get that together.
Yeah, point of the game. Damn. You know? And he just lost his dad a year or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got kids.
Yeah.
Taking everything because of this girl saying
Yeah.
You can't be walking around doing that, man.
Y'all gotta watch these reality shows that's supposed to be about dating. You know, some people look at that as a come up. It's a dating show, and you trying to get intimate for real or do whatever. You know, you gotta be very careful about shows like that. It sounds like a low key finesse, but I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know. Bree, what else is happening in the news? Deal?
I just want to put out there that TheDictionary.com has a Twitter page, and they retweeted Forbes' tweet about Kylie being the self-made millionaire and said, "The definition of self-made is having succeeded in life unaided." Drops mic.
Damn.
They agree with us. Just wanted to put that out there.
Damn. Yeah, that whole self-made thing. I'm like, what kind of angle are y'all spinning? This girl, she was elevated on every level.
That was
the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But
congratulations to her.
Right,
you know,
No shade.
It's a good story without the whole self-made spin that they're trying to use.
I bet you she never thought she would have or just as much money as Kim Kardashian. The old Kylie, though, we're not talking about the new beautiful. I mean, she does look different.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. Take a chance.
Yeah, well, let's try it again.
Oh, my God.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? Hi, ladies. This is Rafi.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? I need some game, man.
Let's get your help. Let's get it.
All right. So, how do you know when it's time to stop, playing the field?
How do you know when it's time to stop playing the field? You'll feel it. I mean, it's in you. If you feel like, okay, I need to just be with this person, and this person is cool, and they're satisfying all my needs, and I'm there psychologically, that's when you stop. Sometimes cats ain't ready to stop, and they shouldn't stop until they get it out their system. Now, how old are you? Hello?
I'm 37. I'm coming out of divorce. Yeah.
Okay.
I said I'm 37. I'm coming out of divorce and everything.
Hmm. Okay. I can hear you. How long have you been divorced?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Okay. Okay. Well, shit. Are you playing the field now? Because you just got divorced. You were married.
Yeah. But I mean, I met some cool females, but it's just like I always end up, you know what I mean, messing them up. You know what I'm saying? With my bullshit.
Well, I'm
kind of getting tired of going through that. You know.
Well, you got to get yourself together. When you get yourself right, and when you get into a space where you want to be in a long term relationship, the people will gravitate towards you. So it's really all about you creating that type of magnetism. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you.
My man. Thanks for the call, bro. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
How you doing, Ism family? This is Joe from H-Town.
Joe from H-Town. How you doing, brother?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm pretty good. How are y'all?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
So as we know, we got the ADOS movement going on, and I just wanted to touch on a couple things. One, I think we need to all, as black folks, start to develop a code just in case, you know, these white supremacists freak out, as they might, because we'll be dropping out of the democratic process since they're not giving us any tangibles, and we're going to say, fuck y'all, we're not going to participate in y'all system anyway.
Right.
So these white supremacists are most likely going to freak out. So just want to say we should make sure to keep on our toes and develop a code. And one other thing, I'm kind of an artistic cat myself, but if I don't do these myself, I think you should, in the future, do some type of documentaries or movies focused at young black folks, because I think it's time we start, you know, making sure the younger generation is on code. So when the old generation goes away, the younger generation can, you know, continue, you know, empowering black folks for the future.
Real talk, man. Thank
you.
So that's
all. All right.
Damn, these calls. What's up? Who's calling? Okay, that ain't working. Okay, there you go. All right. So, yeah, I already do documentaries for young folks, the Hidden Colors series. You know, that.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the young folks gravitated towards that. That's why it was so successful.
When is it coming out?
Hidden Colors 5 is coming out hopefully by July.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting
that thing popping.
Get my dress ready.
Are you trying to get your Toni Braxton dress going on again?
Jennifer Lopez this Lord. Year. I'm going to do Jennifer Lopez. Switch it up. Jennifer Lopez dress. You're going to do a premiere, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it out here in Beverly Hills, same spot.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be popping.
You know what? I heard.
What did you hear?
I heard that they wanted you to perform down at South by Southwest.
Yes, they did.
They were very disappointed.
Yeah, they wanted Mink Slide to perform at South by Southwest. There's a big music convention festival down in Texas. Festival, yeah.
Guess who's hosting?
Who's hosting?
The stage.
Who?
Layla Lopez.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yes.
Oh,
I'll
shit.
Be there.
Oh,
the flesh. So anybody's going to be out there, holla at you, girl. I'll be at South by Southwest in Austin next week.
Oh, that's going to
be nice. Yeah, I'm going to host the DigiWax stage.
So that's what's up.
Yeah.
Tariq, why are you not going?
Because I'm going to be in Jamaica.
Smoking ganja. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm going to Jamaica tonight. I'm leaving tonight.
Wait, what are you doing out there?
Just working on to really concentrate and work on HC5, really.
Okay. It's not a family vacation?
No. The family's staying here. It's just me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Come on.
That ain't no vacation.
His whole family everywhere.
I do.
Free time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to Jamaica. So
I get to work.
What part do you like to go to when you go?
I'm going to Montego Bay. Haven't been to Montego Bay, so I'm going to be out there in Montego Bay eating jerk chicken like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you do like jerk chicken.
Hell yeah. It's going to be on.
You do like jerk chicken.
I can't believe he went to Jerk Villa and didn't get jerk chicken. I was so mad at him.
I got the curry.
I told you to get jerk chicken.
I'm like,
who
freaking does that?
Man.
So I can't wait to go back to Chicago to eat.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that food was banging in Chicago.
She ain't never going back.
This summer. Bree don't invite me nowhere.
Man. I ain't even went back, but you ain't going. Every time I invite you, you don't go. So shut up.
I'm traveling.
I invited her to Vegas. Didn't go. Where else did I invite you to? Miami. Didn't go. What's up?
I'm going. I'm going to start traveling.
Man.
You know what made me think of it, though? Did y'all hear about this? I was talking about the South by Southwest, but Pharrell is kind of copying that. He's doing his own music festival.
No, I'm like, he's not copying. He's just doing his own shit.
Not copying. I'm not in a bad way.
He's using his superstar.
Yeah. And he's using, like, everybody. I think they're going to have it in Virginia Beach in April. And it's called Something in the Water. That seems cool, though.
Oh, damn.
He said it's going to be on the beach. Like, the stage is going to be, like, right there. I think he's doing, like, Missy Elliott. A lot of Virginia people.
Yeah.
Like, Missy, Timberland.
Cassidy.
Oh, damn.
And the tickets are, like, I think the regular tickets are, like, $250. But if you want VIP, it's, like, $450.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So I'm down.
Shout
I want
to
go.
I want to go. I like him.
Yeah, and I follow Timberland on Instagram. He be playing all of his new beats. Yeah, just be sounding tight as hell, man.
Yeah. Because they were saying the Fry Festival, you know how that went. But
trying to
compare it. I was like, everybody could have their own, you know?
So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, you know how people talk so much shit about how black girls wear other people's hair?
Yeah.
Extensions, Chinese people, white, Eurasian, whatever the hell you want to call it. We wear other people's hair. That's just what we do. We like to switch it up.
Yeah.
Boom. There are Nigerian hair salons popping up all over China right now. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they are wearing their hair kinky.
Oh,
Chinese people are wearing their hair froze.
I've seen that.
I'm about to show you some pictures.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Froze your braids.
That's weird.
It was weird about it.
Because they normally like to look as white as possible.
Right. But what's weird about it? We do it.
No, but Asian people like to look as white as possible.
But do you see what I'm saying?
They get skin lighteners.
Do you see what I'm
saying? I see that. Yeah, a lot of younger ones who are really into hip hop, because I saw some videos of some young Asian guy getting his hair. Course. They were doing something to it and gave him a fade and all this old shit. So I'm like, okay.
I mean, that could
so is this the culture?
No, I think it's like a little, you know,
a little fad
with a couple of niche crowds out there.
The funny thing is, most Asian people that I see out here are dressed like hip hop, like they go, like they listen to Rev Run and fucking Run DMC.
Yeah.
They all have on big baggy ass clothes and Adidas. Are you scrolling?
These are cute.
What?
These are some cute wigs, actually.
They not wigs. This is their hair.
Oh, this is their hair?
Lord.
I thought they was wigs.
No. It's their hair.
How is this their hair?
They like straw roll it.
Yeah, really, how do they really do that? How the hell do
they roll it on a straw? You know, our hair is really tightly coiled.
Yeah.
So they set it on a straw and dry it that way and then just pick it out.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it looks like a wig.
You said you saw the video. You watched him.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing in this dude's hair. They were just messing around with his hair, and then all of a sudden it was like a little fro, then they faded it up.
I thought it was a wig.
No, that's not a wig.
Like, how does Rachel Dolezal get her shit to frizz up? What'd she do?
She probably got naturally frizzy hair. Some white people have naturally frizzy hair. But like I want to know what y'all felt about that. Like, do y'all feel the ways that they wearing their hair like ours?
No.
And we don't even, it's a lot of people that don't even, black people that don't even wear their hair like this and froze. Well, now. Now we do.
It could be a compliment. Like, oh, we want to be them, but whatever. Who does?
But then sometimes they take it to another level. Then they get the afro, then they put on some damn blackface, and they get some big red lips, and then they take it to a whole different level. That's why I'm like, okay, Let's watch what you're doing over there.
Yeah. See the hair.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
Look like a wig, though.
Because it's that one lady over there, and I think Germany, y'all saw her, this white lady who got, like, completely tan.
Oh, yes.
Big ass titties. Yeah.
She's a black woman.
She's black now. Like, okay, that's some clown shit
there. Yeah,
you did got, some big, I don't know what the fuck kind of hair that is she got. But got these injection fillers in her lips, and I mean, she looks crazy. And I don't like them trying to put that crazy shit on black folks. That's just a crazy white broad.
But everybody want to be black.
Did y'all see Idris Elba's new music video? He got a music.
I heard about it. How was it?
Ooh, first of all, it's on the way. All I saw was a clip, but he's so sexy. Goddamn, Idris. Sheesh.
Was he doing reggaeton, singing, rapping? What was he doing?
Oh, let me see.
Okay.
Oh, he's doing like a reggae.
Like a reggae thing. Okay.
But oh, it's not bad. Accent. It sounds good.
Okay. Hold on. Let me show y'all this. Where am I video game?
Oh, you can hear that London accent a little bit. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me show the people here. So that's Idris. Okay, so like a little reggae.
That's good. It sounds good.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
So I'm here for it.
I'm just looking at it.
He's like, what, late 40s?
It could be muted. I don't care.
So y'all thirst trapping on the ground. That's what y'all doing. Y'all ain't listening to
Idris. We want to interview about your new rap career.
Oh, yeah. Idris, come by. Come through. Please. Ism Radio.
Yes. Man. I am here for
that. He
can
be right here. Sit right in the middle.
That's what's up. That is what's up.
How old is he?
How old is Idris?
He got to be late 40s.
Really?
He gotta be. Or mid 40s.
He looks great.
Man.
I'll take him.
So Layla, what else is happening in the news?
What else is going on in the news?
Okay, somebody's stalling.
Hold on.
If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready, Layla.
I think what happened to my news. It's just erased.
All right, Bree, what else is happening, guys?
Let me go to Bree.
So, Layla be here. Alrighty then. Okay. So what's happening in the news? Go ahead, Bree.
So, you know, they redid the Denver airport within the last 10 years. Everybody know that, right? The Denver airport.
That's a real creepy place, by the way.
Exactly.
Real
Very creepy. Creepy place.
Real creepy.
And it's only been creepy since they redid it. So before that, no one had anything to say about it. But then once they redid it, it's a whole lot of symbolism.
Yeah.
That plays into a lot of conspiracy theories. And it's prevalent throughout the entire airport. This is a huge ass airport.
Yeah.
But they recently installed a talking gargoyle that says, "Welcome to the Illuminati headquarters." I mean, Denver International Airport.
Hilarious.
He literally said this out of his mouth. He's sitting on like a podium, and as people walk by, he talks to him. So there's obviously someone somewhere in real time. Speaking through the voice, because he was talking to people about situations. He wasn't just saying random things. But welcome to the Illuminati headquarters.
Wow. Yeah, that airport is real freaky, man. They got all these weird paintings all over the place.
Really?
A lot of demonic.
Yeah, demonic.
Yeah, you just go.
Because a lot of folks are like, is this some Illuminati? It looks real weird. Just real weird stuff.
How that shouldn't be in an airport. There?
I mean, just regular folks. It's a regular airport.
It's regular folks, but you know what? Denver's airport has a really, really large underground space or facility.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the reason.
For what? Dead bodies.
I see dead people ass.
Lord.
But yeah, they blatantly saying that shit right to your face. So believe these people when they tell you what's going on. You gotta believe them. What the
fuck? Exactly. My mom texted me, so she just saw Tisha Campbell at Ralph's grocery store. Oh, okay,
I love Tisha. Me too. Tell her to hold on.
Everybody see Tisha around, because Tisha lives around here.
Tell Tisha I'm coming. I'll be at the after. No, I found a really good story, you guys, that I have to tell.
Here we go. Here we go.
Before we get off the air.
Yes.
So, Bree, remember I was telling you we was competing with sex dolls? Now we competing with sex human dolls, y'all, because there's a surgery that this, she's a porn star. She works at like the, you know, that bunny ranch thingy in Las Vegas, where she got surgery to look like a sex doll, but she says she's going to be a live sex doll and she wants all the little nerds to come to her and like, I'm going to show you what she did. So she got,
I'm like, didn't she get her mouth formed?
She got her mouth formed to look like, I'm going to show you a picture of her. So this is the girl. She got her butt done, her lips done. She wants to look like a living sex doll because she said that we're basically kind of like going out of style.
Hilarious.
Like the real women. Yeah. So she said it's a big craze and a lot of people don't know about it. And she's going to make a lot of money by looking. Do you really?
Well, I wouldn't. Lord. Well, if I was a man, I would touch not this like bitch that. With a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, she looks weird.
Do you really like that? Tareen.
And they no, all look all. The same.
They look the same look. They all have
they
that
all
same
look.
They all
look like
look. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, that's
or
the look they're
some
going.
Some type of rendition of it.
Yeah. Yeah, they all it's got the horrible. Same look, and I'm cool on that.
I was wondering, do guys really like that look?
They got to.
I'm like, they have.
It seemed like well, all of a sudden Negroes, when you get some money, these, you
yeah,
like it.
These Negroes, anything white, they like. They like that Momo-looking character. If it's got ew!
Did your kids know about Momo?
No, no.
Did yours,
I think no, that's like a hoax.
My
it's a hoax.
They said it's a hoax. It's not real that this thing gets up there talking
I've
about
it. I've
never seen it. But what it looks like somebody might be trying to do a movie about that.
My friend's my friend's granddaughter said, like, start crying and took off running. Like,
oh, but damn. She really seen it?
Yeah, she saw it. She said, and the rest of her body is burnt. Because she's like, we was only seeing the face. And she was like, her granddaughter said the rest of her body was burnt on the video. And she went and researched. And the rest of her body was burnt. So she's
how does she pop in the YouTube video? So what is this, like, this little character that pops up?
That's what people are saying, that that ain't real. People are saying that part of the story is a hoax. I'm thinking that this Momo thing might be promotion for a damn movie coming out. Mm. Because if Hollywood is smart, they'd go make a movie about that shit. Because
that's true.
There's
horrible.
Already a lot of publicity about it.
Exactly.
So if they make a movie about that, which it sounds like what they're trying to do, that would be a great promotional thing.
Focused on kids, though. Like, why would
yes. Some scary shit like that. It's like Chucky, you know. Chucky.
Oh,
was,
yeah. I can see it being a scary movie.
Yeah.
I can see
if they made
that.
A Momo scary movie right now, that shit would just go through the roof.
You should make the Momo scary movie.
I know.
Shit.
I know.
Let's shoot that
shit. I do the Ismbot scary movie.
Tariq, do another scary movie. Come on. So I could be in it.
What you going to do, Layla?
I'm like, trip and scream.
I know. Trip and scream all over
trip
the
trip and fall.
It'd be so natural for me. For
Lord.
I always want to do a I'm not. A, I don't know.
I don't ever want to do it.
I can never consider myself an action, but I want to do
Layla
that.
Layla be nigga splaining her way out of getting killed. When you can't kill me, you can't kill me right now because I got a hair salon appointment.
I got to get my nails done, and then my mama down. Is bringing my son back.
I would love to do a scary movie. Like, I'm not an actress, but I would love to do that because I think I'll be really good at being scary.
I don't even want to be around that type of energy. I'm straight.
Really? Mm. I do.
I never, like, Poltergeist. I used to watch the movies growing up. Like, why the fuck did they do this? Like, why did you want
to
be a part of this?
You didn't watch scary movies when you were
I did, and that's why I'm traumatized.
That was my favorite scary movies. I love it.
Man. Anyway, we're about to get out of here. Layla, what are you going on? What you got going on this weekend?
Well, I'm going to this little show. It's like a one-woman show. Y'all ever heard of Bresha Webb?
Oh, yeah. I love Bresha Webb.
She's having a one-woman show. I'm going to go see that on Wednesday.
Oh,
and
cool.
And then I'm going to go to South by Southwest, you
guys.
See
how she don't invite me nowhere? She's just talking about all this shit.
I know.
No.
Bree don't invite me nowhere. She told me shit about Bresha Webb, but it's all good.
Bree don't invite me nowhere. But honestly, somebody invited me. Mm. Honestly. It's not even
good.
Somebody invited me, honestly. Bree invited me shit. But
Lord.
No, but somebody actually invited me to this, so I'm going. But yeah, I'm going to South by Southwest, and I'll be hosting.
That's
that.
What's
so,
up.
Yes, I wish
I'm
you
excited for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, me too. I wish you was going.
When is South by Southwest?
It's on the one I'm going to. It's the 12th through the 16th,
okay.
But it's really a 3-week thing.
Like, I'm like, yeah, it lasts
it's
nice
a 3-week
time.
Thing, but I think the thing that I'm doing is 12 through the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah. So if y'all are down there, holler at your girl. I'll be there.
Yes. And Bree, what you got going on, girl?
Well, Bree busted her knee, so.
Oh, damn.
I popped my knee out of place, so I've been low key.
God damn, Bree, what you do?
Low key. I just had slippy knees, slippy kneecaps, and they slip every now and then. But that shit hurts like hell, and it take a long time for it to get back right. And I'm like trying to get back on my workout and fitness shit, and it's just
wait,
like
you just randomly
down.
Fail?
No, I didn't fall.
You
no.
just slipped out of place.
No, you know, if I have my foot planted somewhere and go an opposite way,
yeah,
that's kind of what happened. Like, my foot was planted. It hit up against the corner of something that helped it But it's happened several times without me hitting it on anything.
Oh, wow.
I just don't have a whole lot of muscle or like fat around my kneecap, and I'm just born that way. Like, my dad is the same. His will slip in his sleep.
Oh,
and
damn.
He'll be like, he's screaming to the top of his fucking lungs.
You do have a skinny kneecap.
I do. It just is what it is. And it's something I've had to deal with. And the doctor told me, like, to build up the muscles around it.
Mm.
And so when I take a break from working out, is usually when it happened. And I took a break. So
let's give some prayer for Bree's knees.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Knees
so I'm gonna hang with my nieces and nephews who I ain't got to do a whole lot of nothing.
Wow. Take me to the King.
Lord have mercy.
For Bree's knees, she's gonna be all right. All right, Layla, where can we find you, dear?
At Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bree?
I'm at Bree.A-R-I-E-R, Bree.R-E-A on Instagram. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, y'all find me on Instagram at Tarika Leet. We gonna holler.